Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. For the Christmas season, here's another devotional thought based on a familiar Christmas song as found on the website Bible.com. Do you hear what I hear? Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Over 2,000 years ago, the Savior of the world was born. Have you ever stopped to think about how people found out about his birth? The song, Do You Hear What I Hear, gives us an example of how the news of his birth might have spread. The song starts with the Holy Spirit asking the Lamb, Do you see what I see? The Lamb then goes to the shepherd and asks, Do you hear what I hear? And the shepherd immediately goes to the king and asks, Do you know what I know? When they shared what God had told them, an entire nation heard about the birth of their Savior, Jesus, and what his birth meant for the entire world. Here's the great news. This, too, is our calling as followers of Christ, to share with others what we have been told. God reveals himself to all of us in different ways, depending on our personalities and gifts. For some, he shows us visible things about himself, like a star in the sky. Others may grow closer to him best through reading scriptures, some through singing praises to him. The question is, what are we doing with what God gives us? We have to realize that God will use us to bring people to him through what he has revealed to us individually. In this song, God chose a shepherd boy's voice to tell others about what he had heard, and as a result, an entire nation heard about Jesus' birth. What about today? If we want people to know about a Savior that has been born, we have to take the time to share with others what he is revealing to us. Lives are changed when we tell the people in our lives what God has shown and done for us. That's a devotional based on Do You Hear What I Hear? As found on the website Bible.com. Yes, individually, we are each mandated to share the good news with others. In addition, you can help spread the good news as you help to support the WRVM Radio Ministries. And at this year's end, your gift is greatly appreciated. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. You can also make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.